ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Number 18, entitled The Residence of Chambudvipa, Offer Prayers, and text number 23. Svatvam mamapi achyuta srishni vanditam. Bibharshi mam lakshmavaranya mayaya. Bibhashi mam lakshmavaranya mayaya. Kaishvara sehitam mohitam vibhuriti. Kaishvara sehitam mohitam vibhuriti. Achyuta Srishti Vanditam Karambujam Yatva Dadai Sattvatam Bibhashi Mam Lakshma Varenya Mayaya. Aishvara Sahitam Muhitam Vibhuriti. Svatvam mamapi achyuta srishti vanditam. Karambujam yatva dadai sattvatam.
Bibhashi
mam lakshma varenya mayaya. Svatam mamapi achyuta srishti vanditam. Karambujam yatva dadai sattvatam.
Bibhashi
mam lakshma varenya mayaya. Karambujam yatva dadai sattvatam. Bibhashi mam lakshma varenya mayaya. Kaishvara sehitam mohitam vibhuriti. Svatvam mamapi achyuta srishti vanditam. Vibhashi mam lakshma varenya mayaya. Kaishvara sehitam mohitam vibhuriti. Mataji. Svatvam mamapi achyuta srishti vanditam. Haramudam yatvadadai sattvatam. Vivasima lakshma varenyamaya. Kaiswara sehitam mulitam yuvriti. Satvam mamapi achyuta shishni vanditam. Karamujam yatvadadai sattvatam. Vivashimam lakshma varenyamaya.
You,
Mama,
of me,
Api,
also,
Achyuta,
O
Infallible
One,
Shishni,
on the head,
Vanditam,
worship,
Kar Ambujam,
your
lotus hand,
Yet,
which,
Swat,
by you,
Adai,
placed.
Sattvatam,
on the head of the devotees,
Vibhashi,
you maintain.
Maam,
me,
Lakshma,
as an insignia on your chest,
Varenya,
O worshipable one. Maya,
with deceit,
Ishwarasya, of the supremely powerful controller,
Ihitam,
the desires,
Ohitam,
to understand by reason and argument,
Vibhu,
is able,
Iti,
thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O Infallible One, your lotus palm is the source of all benediction. Therefore, your pure devotees worship it. And you very mercifully place your hand on their heads. I wish that you may also place your hand on my head. For although you already bear my insignia of golden strait on your chest, I regard this honor as merely a kind of false prestige for me. You show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you are the supreme absolute controller, and no one can understand your motives. Purport. It's a big purport. In many places, the Shastras describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead as being more inclined to His devotees than toward His wife, who always remains on His chest. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.15, it is stated, Na tata me priyatma, atma yoni na shankara, na cha shankrashano na sri, naivatma cha yata bhavan. Here Krishna plainly says that His devotees are more dear to Him than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Shankarshana, the original cause of creation, the goddess of fortune, or even His own self. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.9.20, Sukadeva Goswami says, Nemam virincho na bhavo na shri api anga samsraya prasadam lebe gopi yat tat prapa vimuk. The Supreme Lord, who can award liberation to anyone, showed more mercy towards the gopis than to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or even the goddess of fortune, who is His own wife and is associated with His body. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47.60 also states, Nayam Sriyo Anganu Nithan Rate Prasada స్వర్యోషితం నలినగంధరుచం కుతో అన్య రసోత్సవాస్య భూజదందగ్రీతగంత లబ్ధాశిషాం యా ఉదాగత్ వ్రజ సుందరీణాం. The gopis received benediction from the Lord that neither Lakshmi Devi nor the most beautiful dancers in the heavenly planets could attain. In the Rasa dance, the Lord showed His favor to the most fortunate gopis by placing His arms on their shoulders and dancing with them, each of them individually. No one can compare with the gopis who received the causeless mercy of the Lord. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that no one can receive the real favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without following in the footsteps of the gopis. Even the goddess of fortune could not receive the same favor as the gopis, although she underwent severe austerities and penances for many years. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed this point with Venkatapat in Chaitanya Charitamrita Mandi Lila 9, chapter 11, 111 to 131. The Lord inquired from Venkatapat, "Your worshipable goddess of fortune Lakshmi always remains on the chest of Narayan, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. However, my Lord is Lord Sri Krishna, a cowherd boy engaged in tending cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, want to associate with my Lord? Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha and for a long time accepted vows and regulative principle and performed unlimited austerities." Venkatapat replied, "Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. They are very pleasing for Krishna's satis. Since Krishna and Narayan are both the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna did not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna. The goddess of fortune considered that her vow of chastity would not be damaged by a relationship with Krishna. Rather, by associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of the rasa dance. If she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what fault is there? Why are you joking so about this?" Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "I know that there is no fault in the goddess of fortune, but still she could not enter into the rasa dance. We hear this from the revealed scriptures. The authorities of Vedic knowledge met Lord Ramachandra in Dantakarnya, and by their penance and austerities they were allowed to enter into the rasa dance. But can you tell me why the goddess of fortune Lakshmi could not get that opportunity?" To this Venkatapat replied, "I cannot enter into the mystery of this incident. I am an ordinary living being. My intelligence is limited. I am always disturbed. How can I understand the position of Supreme Lord? They are deeper than millions of oceans." Lord Chaitanya replied, "Lord Krishna has specific characteristics. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. By following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet known as Vrajaloka or Goloka Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. However, the inhabitants of that planet do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the residents of Vrindavan like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi and the gopis treat Krishna as their beloved son or lover. Mother Yashoda accepts him as her son and sometimes bind him into a grinding mortar. Krishna's cowherd boy friends think he is an ordinary boy and get up on his shoulders. In Goloka Vrindavan, no one has any desire other than to love Krishna. The conclusion is that one cannot associate with Krishna unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi. Therefore, if one wants to be delivered by Krishna directly, he must take to the service of the residents of Vrindavan who are unalloyed devotees of the Lord." O Infallible One, translation: your lotus palm is the source of all benediction. Therefore, your pure devotee worship it, and you are very mercifully place your hand on their heads. I wish that you may also place your hand on my head. For although you already bear my insignia of golden streak on your chest, I regard this honor as merely a kind of false prestige for me. You show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you are the supreme absolute controller and no one can understand your motives. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Shakshurunmritamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Salgana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyayavacha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Seeking the blessing of all assembled Vaishnavas, I speak from Srimad Bhagavatam on purification. Prayer, Lakshmi Devi praying, nice, wonderful prayer. O Infallible One. So the purport can be in the initial section, the two section or more section, what I can see is. Initially, Prabhupada is establishing the point that the Lord is so merciful to His devotees. He is giving a lot of references where the Supreme Lord is more merciful than to any devatas or to His consort or for His own self. That's why, O Infallible One, because Krishna will not leave, you know, make his devotee fall, or he will not make devotees to he will do anything to protect, to save the devotees. Actually, Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. He doesn't want to give up Arjuna. He make sure that Arjuna, you know, stand from, even from starting from Bhagavad Gita, we can see this point that Krishna comes for his devotees. Paritranaya sadhanam. Krishna says, Arjuna, O Arjuna, boldly declare that my devotee will never perish. Because Krishna, that's why Krishna is merciful to his devotees. So here Prabhupada establishing the point of how Krishna is so merciful to his devotees. And the topmost devotees are gopis. So we coming to that point. And how the gopis are getting the mercy of Krishna, even Lakshmi Devi is not getting that. So that point is explained in the letter. It is basically the translation of the verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. You can see that. So the Krishna's main or that he wants to, basically that is the only thing which Krishna wants, is that relationship with his devotees. Creation or maintenance or any other, or to re-establish the dharma, principle that can be done by his empowered representatives or is in other incarnation. But Krishna, the Swayam Bhagavan, personally coming for that only one reason, to have that interaction or the affection, to get that affection of his devotees and love. So that is a very amazing or the striking quality of the Supreme Lord, who is ready, who willing to come to do anything. He is more eager to reclaim the conditioned soul of this material world. So that makes a very distinctive or, you know, standout quality of Krishna, because he can do anything for his devotees. He is always eager to get that devotees back. And that is the reason why Krishna appeared also, to perform the pastime so that he can attract the conditioned soul. Various pastimes and various leela and demonstrating a lot of qualities so that he can attract. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 7th chapter, they talk about the different, the Panch Tattva, how they are one but they are different. In that they explain the pastimes of Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. So there are two kinds of people, one who became devotee, and there are other kind who does not come to Krishna consciousness or take up the spiritual process. So in order to get them, so those are categories like the students who are very academic, a logician, the Mayavadis, atheist, different categories of people. And Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas to just get them attracted, especially the Mayavadis. So we can see that in order to claim people who are not willing to take up spirituality, the Lord is doing that extra endeavor. How can I bring back those people, attract those people? They should not go away from me. So that is very clear. The Lord is willing to put his effort to attract the conditioned soul. Here, when Mahaprabhu traveled during South India to preach, and during the Chaturmas, which is happening now, he stayed in Sri Rangam. So when he was staying at Venkatabhat house in Sri Rangam, Venkatabhat had great appreciation for Mahaprabhu. He served, worshipped, understood. This whole conversation Mahaprabhu started with Venkatabhat to make one point, that Krishna is supreme. Venkatabhat's understanding was Narayana was Supreme Lord and he was worshipping. To make that point that Krishna is supreme. Of course, Mahaprabhu gives the conclusion of this conversation. So he asked this question. We can see that why Lakshmi Devi wants to experience the pastime with Krishna. Now Venkatabhat, we know from the Siddhanta, he says, according to Siddhanta, Krishna and Narayana is same. But according to the Rasa, there is difference. So this is also the understanding. On the absolute platform, everything is same, we know that. But the point of mellow or the pastime or the relationship, then there is variety. That will enhance. So here, the Lord is same, Krishna and Narayana is same. And then Lakshmi and other, the Shakti can be divided into three. That is the gopis in Vrindavan, or the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, or the queens in Dwaraka. These three are there. So they are also same. So Venkatabhat saying, why you are making joking or why you are making big fuss of this? And Mahaprabhu saying, no, that's fine, but she was not allowed in Rasa dance. What do you think about that? I understand they are same everything, but still, you know. So Venkatabhat didn't get angry or agitated or say, what do you know, you are staying in my house. I was Sri Samaparadaya, you are hurting me. Said that I am limited intelligence. Such a humble. He understood, you know. This is something which we have to also, that submissive, humble attitude or humility is very much required in terms of getting proper knowledge. Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter. The process of knowledge, or the process by which one can give up the field of activity, Krishna explained 8 to 12 verses. The first one is amanyatva, humility. Humility is exactly opposite to the enjoying tendency in this material world. When you have humility, then obviously there cannot be, one cannot have that tendency of, okay, this is for me, I am going to enjoy. Because the servant of the servant or the servant mood is humility, because if we see something, this is for my master, let me use in the service, this is not for me. The Prabhupada writes actually, humility is very important in order to progress in spiritual life. So Venkatabhat saying, I have very limited intelligence, I am not very much, and this is like an ocean, is a mystery, this whole thing. I cannot enter into this mystery of incidents. Then Mahaprabhu explained in the verses how, why not able to, Lakshmi Devi not able to enter. He says, first he says about the Shrutiganas, or the devotees who want to associate with Ramachandra. But then they did austerity, and then next they become the gopis. So one is, have to follow the footstep of the gopis in order to enter the pastimes of Krishna. This is coming from the previous chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, before this, where Mahaprabhu meets Ramananda Rai. Mahaprabhu wants to know about Krishna when he met Sarvabhum Bhattacharya. When Sarvabhum Bhattacharya said, if you want to know about Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna, there is only one person in South India who is Ramananda Rai. You have to meet this person, then you can understand. So Mahaprabhu, when he came to South India, when he was traveling, when he came, he met Ramananda Rai. The meeting itself is a great pastime. They want to discuss more. So Mahaprabhu asked a lot of questions. One of the questions when he asked is, what is the goal or the sadhya? The ultimate goal of human. Ramananda Rai, he says, one has to follow varnashram and do one's duty. Mahaprabhu said, this is, varnashram is not even transcendental. It's external. Then Ramananda Rai said, okay, one has to do Krishna Karmarpanam. That means one has to do whatever one is doing, offer to Krishna. Nishkama Karma Yoga. He quotes that, Yat Karoshi, Yat Jugashi. Whatever you do, offer to me, you offer your homages to me. But still, that is still material, because one is want to do what one have to do it. Then says, one needs some knowledge. Then he says, give up the everything. Sarva dharman paritete. Give up all. Mahaprabhu said, just detaching without knowledge won't help. Then Ramananda said, okay, one perform mishra bhakti. That is knowledge mixed with bhakti. Still that is not pure. Mahaprabhu said, go forward. Then finally he says, okay, one has to do Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Mahaprabhu said that one has to do until the time when dormant spontaneous love for Krishna is not awakened from the heart. You have to go forward. Please tell me more. He said, okay, one has to do spontaneous. Now, when he says spontaneous devotional service, then comes the relationship with the Lord. Then he explains all those relationships. He explains about the Sakya, Dasya, Sakya, then Vatsalya, then culminating in Madhurya. The conjugal love, the conjugal relationship with the Supreme Lord, which is the topmost. Because the conjugal love includes all other relationships of the Lord. Exactly like the earth, which has all other qualities or the features of previous other elements. Similarly, the conjugal love has everything. So that is the topmost. So that is a, he said, that is the topmost. The Mahaprabhu was happy. Then the conversation explains about the relationship of Radha and Krishna pastimes and the detail. Then he asks the question, we know what is the goal or the one one has to attain. Can you tell me the process by which one can achieve that goal? In that context, Ramananda Rai said that one has to follow the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi, especially the gopis. Why? Because if you see, here also conclusion Prabhupada writes in this purport, that one has to follow the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi. Krishna says that I can't repay of what you have done to me this lifetime or many lifetimes. Please be happy with your activities of what you've done, and please be happy. Why? Because there is no tinge, or absolutely there is no desire of one's own personal happiness of having relationship with Krishna. That is the key of the, especially the gopis, because their only concern and their only desire is to make Krishna happy. Whatever it requires to make Krishna happy, and that's what they're thinking. Absolutely, there is no personal enjoyment or personal satisfaction. That's why it apparently looked like some kind of lusty affairs. Even the word lust may be used, but one should understand from a realized or from devotee. Because absolutely that's not, because when you talk about material lust, it is only concerned about one point, that how one can satisfy one's own personal sense gratification. That is material lust. Material lust means is only focused on one point, how one can be happy, how I can be happy in this material world. Satisfying the material desire, which is completely absent in gopis. And also another is, they don't have that Aishwarya knowledge that Krishna is supreme. Here we can see Prabhupada writes that Krishna is, for them Krishna is son of Nanda Maharaj, is a beloved son. All the relationship, Yashoda Mother Yashoda binds him. Other gopas treat him like a just such a friend. So then there is no tinge of any material contamination or one's own personal agenda. Only desire is to please Krishna. So this is very much exhibited from the activities of gopis, we can see that. That's why Krishna is so pleased with their activities. So here they are following the footsteps of gopi, which was highlighted in this conversation where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted the Dandakaranya forest sages, where they agreed to follow the footstep and become gopis in the next life, which was lacking in Lakshmi. In technical point, if you see, she wants to have that relationship in the same spiritual body, which is not possible. It's like every dance party has a dress code as a theme. For Krishna dance party, the theme is gopi. In gopis only allowed. You can't, I remember one time there is a Narada Kund is there in Govardhan also, where he also want to enter. He had to become a gopi. I've heard past time Kamsa also become gopi or something, and then Shiva also. So we can see time and again that everyone is ready to follow in the footstep of the residents of Vrindavan. You cannot, there is no entry otherwise. So then, the conclusion then, Mahaprabhu said that one should not, he again explained, and just to make that point that Krishna is supreme, then he explains how Krishna is superior. Krishna has four qualities which is more than Narayana. The pastime, the association with gopis, the beauty and playing the flute. Even Narayan appeared, Krishna came as Narayan in front of gopis, but gopis' minds are very much fixed with Krishna. But that is not the other way, where Lakshmi mind is attracted towards Krishna, because Krishna is all attractive. This point is established, that Krishna attracts even the mind of Mahavishnu, where Krishna was performing the pastime with in the hair, where then he take the sons of Brahmana. He wanted to see the Lord. The one point is that Krishna is all attractive. Doesn't matter who they are, everyone is attracted towards Krishna. And Krishna is having four qualities more. And Krishna's mind, Narayan couldn't able to attract gopis. Even though one may say Krishna and Narayan same, we can see from that. But then there is a big disclaimer here. Because of this pastime, this is, These pastimes or these episodes and incidents are in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the crest jewel or the topmost literature in Gaudiya Vaishnava one can come. So this cannot be taken into consideration and say that, oh, Narayana Lakshmi is... We don't... When differentiating the forms of the Lord is an offensive mentality, actually. If you consider the form of the Lord and the Devata is an offensive, same. But at the same time, if you difference the form of the Lord, which is different, that becomes offensive. So one should be very careful. Different form of the Lord is a manifestation of different attachment of different devotees. So we should appreciate, because that even the relationship also, when we say love of God, then love of God, there is a relationship of devotees. That devotee having a certain relationship with the Lord is completely satisfied in his position. But from a neutral point of view, when we analyze, then there is a gradation of relationship. So it doesn't mean that that devotee is down or that relationship is bad or that particular worship of the form of the Lord is low. We should not be coming to that conclusion. And we should not be criticizing the devotees of sampradayas having worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan. So this is, one should be handled very in a sensitive manner. Here, Venkata Bhat is dealing with the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this conversation, his own son become a greatest Goswami. How can a father can give the son if he is upset or he understood? And this section is there. After this section, there is conclusion where Mahaprabhu tells the whole conclusive presentation. And he also explained one should not differentiate. He knows, he says, Krishna and Narayana same, Lakshmi and Gopis are same. Lakshmi enjoying the relationship of Krishna through Gopis. So of course our presentation, our is very focused, one-pointed. Our acharyas, everyone giving that Krishna worship and gopis, the topmost gopi is Srimati Radharani. So this also was in the conversation between Ramananda Raya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He explains the following the footsteps of gopis and the topmost is the gopis. And then he explained how they interact with the gopis, other gopis and Srimati Radharani. There is always a competition. Not the competition of one have to be close to Krishna. The competition is how I can able to help other can go close to Krishna. That's the kind of competition they are having, which is inconceivable. Because everyone wants to do service to Krishna. Everyone wants to do personal service to Krishna. But here, the residents of, especially the gopis, they're thinking how I can engage other person to be engaged personally with Krishna. So that makes Krishna more happy. So that is a discussion in this purport. I'll take maybe a few minutes to speak on today is the incorporation of ISKCON in New York by Srila Prabhupada, which is another inconceivable leela. So Prabhupada was lecturing in New York and he had come across with this lawyer. And a person who helped, you know, the lawyer Goldsmith, his name, and then another was Carl. They both of them was there, and they said, why don't we start? And Prabhupada gave the abbreviation, coined term ISKCON. And he was speaking to, I think it's in India, some conversation, where he was telling, I want to start this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But then someone's opinion was to make it as God Consciousness, where we start International Society for God Consciousness. And Prabhupada said that term is very impersonal and vague, which we should use Krishna. Actually, it is we can make sense, big sense of it, because when you say even Hare Krishna or Krishna Consciousness or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, people, when they want to know about Krishna, the next question they ask is, okay, who is Krishna? Many times people ask, what do you mean by Hare Krishna? So that gives us an opportunity to present who is Krishna. Even the book Krishna name is there, you know, who is this boy? International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What is Krishna Consciousness? So, in a great visionary, Srila Prabhupada actually. Then he was starting that. So he invited the lawyer. So he had like half a dozen paper of all the policy and the purpose, the seven purpose of ISKCON. We'll read that. I'll read that. So the lawyer came, Goldsmith came, and lecture was going, Kirtan and lecture was going, and then Prabhupada saw this person was there. In the Lilamrita, he was coming with a coat, tie and coat suit and, you know, formal attire. He is the only person who is unappy. Unappy. In the whole room. So he was sitting. So Prabhupada saw him. So in order to get his attention, Prabhupada said, yes. He was talking about Bhagavad Gita and how people interpret Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada hammered on this point that people give their own opinion and they interpret the Bhagavad Gita and everything. And then he said, oh, Goldsmith, you know, in India there was a lawyer. He interpreted the law in such a way the government has to introduce another law to counteract this law. He was saying, how see people like that, you know, right? Like, so Prabhupada caught the attention and then he used, and then, okay, now you tell what you have something to say. Then the lawyer stood up and said, okay, we need some sign for to put a trustee. Few people have to sign. Then Prabhupada said, okay, yeah, there are a few people. You can sign. Okay, these people are there, they can sign. And they said, okay, they thought, just signing the paper, what is the big deal? This is an old Indian Swami. You know, what he is. He said, what is it? Oh, tax exemption. You know, the only person who has money is Goldsmith. Prabhupada said, one is a tax exemption, you know, when anyone donating. They were thinking, only, after all, if anyone has money, is that Goldsmith lawyer. He is the only one who has any money. If he has to donate, he will take the tax exemption. What is the big deal? We'll sign it. Now you can see, you know, is there a tax exemption and all, you know, if someone going to start, you know, tax exemption, this is there. If anyone giving money to the charity, they will get tax exempt. And this and that, like that. And they have another few others also. They didn't even read. We said, okay, fine, we'll sign Swamiji. Old Swami, what he will do? International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And headquarters is small storefront. Hardly any people coming. If you think about the thing, like, joke, you know, like, too much. So, Prabhupada, they were thinking, oh yeah, tax exempt, okay, fine, like, that. Let us help Swamiji. That's how this great society has been formed. And few people said, okay, fine, we'll do that. And then Prabhupada, the seven purposes of ISKCON. Well, I'll read the seven purposes of ISKCON. This is a good day to meditate on. We all are representing ISKCON, which is Srila Prabhupada's body. I mean, we are part of an international organization, a global organization. So Prabhupada is giving the 7 points, which is similar to those to the prospect of League of Devotees, which he tried in 1953. Actually, some of the points he were. So he said, first is to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large and to educate all people in the technique of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. Very broad, covers everything. To propagate a consciousness of Krishna, second, as it revealed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Third, to bring the members of society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, to prime entity, thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large, that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of God and Krishna. Four, to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God, as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Five, to erect for the members and for society at large, a holy place of transcendental pastime dedicated to the personality of God, Krishna. 6. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of living. And 7. With a view towards achieving aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodical, magazine, books and other writings. If you see, Prabhupada has covered everything what is happening in our organization till now, till today. Book distribution, farm communities, temples, Sankirtan, holy name, then association of devotees, Namahatta, Bhakti Vriksha, everything is there. And preaching, basically everything comes under one category, Big Umbrella, we can put it as preaching. And then first one is to give all those, whatever we, in a very system. So this was started, this was written at the day when the association or the society is inaugurated, incorporated. So we can see that so in that pastime in the Leelamrit quotes of the subway conductor when Prabhupada was sitting 1965 in the park bench. The subway conductor came and asked, is there anything why you are, you know, he felt a little bit pity on Prabhupada. Prabhupada actually was meditating on something. He said, the temple, books, everything is there. Just time is separating us, that's all. So you already have that vision, you already have that great grandeur plan. He wants to achieve something which United Nations or the other big organization failed to do. That is the whole idea of Prabhupada saying the League of Nations or the United Nations, which they failed to do, but I want to do. ISKCON want to do that. That's his idea, is the whole world. ISKCON is a place, well, the home, where the house where the whole world can stay. It's like a very, very much broad mind. So one can read the more on Prabhupada Leelamrita chapter 18, Breaking Ground, for, you know, in each and every purpose there are details how Prabhupada is performed. So today is a great day. We are grateful to Srila Prabhupada to give a society like this so that we can perform revive our Krishna consciousness. Let's stop here, see if anyone has any questions or comments or corrections. What we discussed from the verse and today. No? Question is good.
Just a brief comment.
Yeah, sure. Take your mic, yes. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu. Always very inspiring discourses from you. just a very quick comment on Lakshmi in Lord Chaitanya's
Leela. Yeah, yeah.
And, the two wives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya.
Yeah.
So, I heard that Lakshmi Priyaji was the incarnation of Sri Devi. On Lord Narayan's chest, Sri Devi and Bhudevi reside always, mentioned in this verse as well.
Yeah.
So, Sri Devi was Lakshmi Priya and Lord Chaitanya Leela.
Yeah.
But when Lord Chaitanya was about to take sannyas, because her mood was of, that rasa was of opulence, she could not think of my husband becoming a sannyasi, giving up all opulence.
Oh, okay.
So therefore she left her body.
Oh.
And then Bhudevi is Mother Vishnupriya. Because she has compassion for all the jivas as Mother Earth, so she was willing to do this austerity, to marry Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But out of compassion for the jivas, let him take sannyas.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Mother Lakshmi and Sri Chaitanya.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good reference.
Thank you.
Good reference.
Okay, and Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Tai Guru Premanand.